Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Russell. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alan Russell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bluge. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Lamott applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamott moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Rule and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Danforth moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNeely. Lamott reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. Danforth scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Jacobson moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Hargrave scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Danforth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hargrave strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely strikes out. Two outs. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Bludge moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott misplays the ball. That's an error on Lamont. Bluch scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Browns. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. One out. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Danforth takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Rice reaches second base with a double. Danforth moves to third. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to home to get Danforth. Rice moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Lamott moves to third. It's 6-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Scott moves to second. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell strikes out. 2 outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide now catching. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hargrave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Hargrave moves to third. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Danforth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. Robertson scores. It's 11-1, Browns. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scott. Rice moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott catches it and throws to first to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Curly Ogden now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hargrave hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Hargrave scores. It's 13-1, Browns. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Danforth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice is hit by the pitch. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Robertson steals third. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 14-1, Browns. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Harris scores. Harris moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's 14-2, Browns. Curly Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. Harris scores. Scott moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-3, Browns. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bludge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 14, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.